This is KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, I'm coming to you from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, and read as follows. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. And today we're going to talk a little bit about leaning not on your own understanding. And these are the words of wisdom that is written by Solomon. He wrote a great portion of Proverbs. He was the son of David. He was crowned the king of Israel, and he reigned for 40 years. And they said he was about 20 years old when he began to reign. He was the wisest man that ever lived, and because of wisdom, his fame spread afar, and leaders came to hear him teach. And you know, the Queen of Sheba came and questioned Solomon, and every question she asked, he answered wisely or with wisdom. When she saw the extent of his empire and all the wisdom and knowledge he had, she confessed she had underestimated him. Solomon had gone up to the brazen altar and offered burnt offerings upon it. And God appeared to Solomon that night, and God asked him, "What shall I give thee?" And Solomon said, "Give me wisdom and knowledge to judge the people of Israel." God answered Solomon, "Because this was in thine heart, you did not ask for riches, wealth, honor, nor the life of your enemy, nor did you even ask for long life for yourself. But you asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself to judge my people." And God said, "Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee." But God said he would give him more than just wisdom and knowledge. He would give him riches, wealth, honor that no other king had ever had before. Now, if you want to read more about Solomon, you can find it in 2 Chronicles, starting at the first chapter, and I think you will really enjoy it. But you know, again, these are the words of wisdom by Solomon. But first of all, in verse 1, Solomon said, "My son," and when he said "my son," he was talking to the nation of Israel, and he said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." In other words, have confidence in the Lord. Be secure in him. Know that you can depend upon him. But do it with your whole heart. Trust him wholeheartedly, the entire heart. We can't do God the way we do relationships, because you were once hurt or wounded, and before you go into the next relationship, you're being skeptical and you have very little trust or no trust at all. But you know, with God, we can't be skeptical, doubting and not believing. We have to believe and trust him wholeheartedly. Solomon said, "Lean not unto thine own understanding." But in other words, do not rely on your wisdom. Your own understanding can be flawed. With your understanding, mistakes will be made. with your understanding, wisdom may not be totally correct. Your comprehension may be off a little bit. So we have to realize we can't lean on our understanding and our wisdom. But if you lean, rely, and depend on God in all your ways, in the course of life, in every mode of action you make, or on this journey of life, we have to acknowledge Him. He will give you instructions. We can even pray for understanding. For the Bible tells us, in all thy getting, to get an understanding. So let's understand this. Remember God in everything you do. So put God first in everything. And when we acknowledge Him and put Him first, He will direct our path. When we do things which are, when we do these things, these are the conditions. He shall, this is a promise. So do the conditions, and God will take the course, take care of the promises. Remember, there's one thing that God cannot do, and that is lie. So this alone should help us to trust Him. He will direct our path. He will show you the way. He will instruct you. He will give directions. He will make it right for you. So remember God in everything you do. Go to God and seek Him and talk to Him about the things that we need to do or you need to do, the decisions you need to make. And when you do this, He will put you in the right direction. He will lead you. He will guide you. You know, sometimes things may seem right to us, but it could be something that will cause greater problems. Lean on God, not your own understanding. The way we see it is not necessarily the right way or the right course of action to take. God is an all-knowing God. He know exactly what we need even before we come to Him. He knew we were going to go through this thing, or He knew we were going to need this thing before the foundation of the world. So when we go to Him, He will lead us and direct us in our life journey. We will not err because He's leading and He's in the front because we got Him first. Sometimes people make decisions without talking to God because they feel like they know or they have the right answer and they know the right way to go. But you know, sometimes God will even send someone with the right action or the right course to take. But people will reject what God is saying or what that person that He has sent. And because that person has a mind of their own and reject God's wisdom, their decision can be devastating. But Solomon said, be not wise in thine own eyes. In other words, we don't be wise in the way we see it or the way we think it should be. But what he's saying is, do not be conceited. And when we talk about being conceited, it's an excessively high opinion of oneself. It's vanity. It's vain. It's self-importance. Old folks used to say they have the big head. You know, there was an elderly lady or sister I used to do mission with, and she would say they are headed up like a cabbage. Can't nothing get in. And that is a sad and a scary situation to be in, or a bad condition to be in, when can't nobody tell you what to do or how to do it. Even when they come with directions from God, they'll say, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to do it my way. But you know, to be so self-dependent, and you know, that is completely a blind way to be, or the blind direction to go. It's okay to have confidence, but not to the point of being conceited and unreachable. Knowing that or thinking that you know what you're doing, you know where you're going, you're dependent on your own understanding, you're dependent on your own wisdom, and you're only seeing it out of your eyes. which could be so very wrong. But you know, Solomon is saying, lean not to your wisdom, but trust God. Lean on him. Rely on him. Be totally dependent on him. For God is the only one that can lead and direct us. He's the only one that know the right course to take. But you know, we have to fear the Lord. In other words, have great respect for him, reverence him, honor him, worship him, pay him homage. You know, and all this is saying is let us give God respect and honor. Depart from evil. In other words, reverence God, respect God, and refuse to do any wrong. Do it God's way. When we do it the way God has instructed, then there will be no error, there will be no fault, and there will be no problems. Solomon said, when you do it this way, you will have health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. The Living Bible said, you will be given health and vitality. But you know, lean not to your own wisdom, but lean on God for your guidance, and he will lead you in the right direction. Never think you are more wiser than you really are. Reverence God and do no evil. And you know, again, these are conditions. These are the promise. When we do it God's way, we got to do the condition. And when we do the condition, God will honor his promise. But we can't lean to our own understanding because we don't know it all. So many people, you go to them and they say, I know, I know. And when you listen to them talking, it's like, they are so far off in the wrong direction, but can't nobody tell them, can't nobody lead them in the right direction. But we have to take time and listen and hear what God is telling us today. He doesn't always come and speak directly to us. Sometimes God sent a person. He might talk to you through your pastor, but whoever or whoever he's seeing, do not reject God. Do not reject his wisdom, because this is the only way we can get it right. Because you know, so many times people make decisions. You know, they'll get married and that pastor will come to that man and that woman and he'll say, don't marry him or don't marry her. And they'll say, God chose me and God told me and I know I'm doing the right thing. And before the ink could dry on the paper, they realize, oh God, I've made a wrong decision. But they were disobedient because they thought they knew the right way. We can't do it that way. We have to listen to what God is saying. You know, sometimes God will come to us and he'll speak directly to us. And what we'll say, the devil is a lie. This is not God. But we have to seek God. We have to go to God and talk to God. We have to get in his word and know his word. And to know his word and to know him is to study his word. Go to God and do what he have us to do today. Hallelujah. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him today. Do it God's way. And when we do it God's way, we won't have no problem. We won't be sorry because we've done it God's way. And when we do it God's way, we know we're being led in the right direction. Thank you and be blessed today.
Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
Author Clarence Hunter has published three dynamic books concerning life in Central Louisiana. There's Sonia Life, Go Tell John, and Rest in the Dust. After World War II, Sinlon joined the rest of America in moving to an era of growth and optimism. But what was it like on the other side of the tracks? Clarence Hunter answers this question in Sonia Life and Go Tell John through the eyes of a young man from elementary school to a teenager compelled to leave Sinlon after high school as a hobo on the railroad track seeking a different life somewhere else in the world. Rest in the Dust finds this same young man in the Navy confronted with some of the same situations he faced back home. Read how his determination, derived from his roots in Sinlaw, kept him focused on success. Finally, Stop, Rest, and Read is a compilation of heartwarming, humorous, and exciting stories set in different parts of the country at different times. Written in Clarence Hunter's signature style of autobiographical fiction, you'll cherish these books forever. These books can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com and at his website, www.clarencehunter.com. His email address is clarence_hunter@msn.com. You're able to like him on Facebook and friend him on Twitter and talk with him at 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cuts.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cuts.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO, FM.
KAYT, Gina Alexander. Alexandria 88.1.
Wade Hampton Show.
We went way back to 1993 for that one. It's Yolanda Adams and This Joy on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYT, KQJOFM. We're going around the world at KAYTFM.com, and we thank you so much for doing it with us. Remember, there's going to be no night bus service here in Alexandria. That's tonight only. All other routes are going to run as scheduled. Let's get to today's Bible Jeopardy clue. Wait for it. The category is New Testament for 800 points. What was John told not to write down in his vision of Revelation? Is it what an angel said? Is it an inscription he saw? Is it what the thunders spoke? Or is it the number of the beast? Revelation 10 and 4 has that answer. When you find it, put what is in front of your answer, and then call me at 318-484-2500. Again, look in Revelation 10 and 4. Hey, we've got birthdays and anniversaries and roll call, which is coming up in just a few moments. You only have a couple of minutes to call me. 318-484-2500. Let's continue with Marvin Sapp, and thank you for it all.
I thank you for it all. The good, bad, the ugly, great and small. The times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because all that you brought me through. And everything I survived, it's all of all that you